This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, yesterday announced multiple initiatives by the government to boost the waterways and maritime sector in the region. Sonowal also informed that the Union government has earmarked an investment of 5,000 crores for taking up major initiative in this regard. Addressing a press conference at Guwahati on the theme, A Decade Plus of Transformation in the Northeast, the Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal said the government aims to train 50,000 youth from the region in maritime skills over the next decade, offering them assured employment opportunities in the growing sector. The Maritime Skill Development Center, MSDC, in Guwahati, as well as the upcoming Center of Excellence in Dibrugarh, aims to power this transformation. IIM Shillong successfully concluded the third edition of its flagship International Week. The event brought together 31 international participants from Malaysia, Thailand, Greece, Nepal and Vietnam, reinforcing the Institute's commitment to nurturing globally competent leaders grounded in Indian ethos. Themed the Global Indian Mosaic, Leadership, Entrepreneurship and Impact, the week combined high-impact academic learning with deep cultural and regional immersion. A distinguished lineup of entrepreneurs, industry professionals and academic experts from five continents delivered sessions on innovation, inclusive leadership, sustainability and indigenous knowledge systems. In her inaugural address, Professor Nalini Prabha Tripathi, Director in Charge, emphasized the week's transformative role in preparing socially responsible, globally aware leaders rooted in Indian values. Northeastern Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, in collaboration with Sun Pharma Science Foundation, successfully conducted the prestigious workshop on methods of dissection of risk of a complex disease. The four-day workshop brought together some of the nation's most respected voices in genomics, biostatistics and epidemiology, and served as an interdisciplinary platform for early career researchers and medical professionals from across the northeastern region. Union Health Minister JP Nadda has said India is moving steadily towards achieving its vision of accessible and affordable healthcare for all. He highlighted how health services are reaching deeper into communities through initiatives like Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, e-Sanjeevani and Telemanas, which offer remote consultations and specialist care. He noted significant improvements in maternal and child health, with growing vaccination coverage and declining maternal mortality. Nadda stressed that in the last decade, India has built a strong foundation for universal healthcare, focusing on inclusivity, digital access, and community-based health delivery. In Meghalaya, Tura marked a major step in sustainable urban development with the foundation laying of an electric hybrid crematorium at the Tura Hindu Shamshan Bhumi. Led by Praveen Panthi, president of the Shamshan Bhumi Committee, the ceremony was attended by executive members and community leaders. Implemented by the Urban Affairs Department at a cost of around 25 crore, the crematorium will use LPG and electricity, reducing reliance on firewood and curbing emissions. The initiative, which blends modern efficiency with cultural respect, aims to ensure dignified and eco-friendly last rites. And a special dedicated web portal will be available for self-enumeration during the upcoming census. It will be available for both phases of the census 2027. In a series of social media posts, the Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India said it will be the first digital census in the country, and the data will be collected using mobile apps in English, Hindi and regional languages. It added that enumerators and supervisors will use their own mobile devices for data collection. Gazette notification for the census 2027 was issued last month, and all states and union territories have been asked to republish the notification of intent in their state gazette and also appoint nodal officers for the census. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.